Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're cracking open Richard Wright's Native Son, a book that still has the power to knock the wind out of you. Sophie, you read this one recently, didn't you?
I did, and honestly, it's been sitting with me ever since. Native Son is one of those novels that doesn't let go. It's about Bigger Thomas, a young black man in 1930s Chicago, and it forces you to stare at racism in a way that's almost unbearable.
Unbearable is the right word. I remember the opening scene with that rat in the cramped apartment. The family goes crazy trying to kill it, and Bigger smashes it with a skillet. He holds it up by the tail, and there's this mix of terror and triumph.
Right? And that rat isn't just a rat. It's a symbol of Bigger's own life. He's cornered, trapped in poverty and fear, with no way out. That scene sets up everything that follows.
And what follows is a spiral. Bigger gets a job working for this wealthy white family, the Daltons. They're supposed to be the good liberals, but they're blind to who he is. Mrs. Dalton is literally blind, and she can't see him at all.
That blindness is such a powerful metaphor. She can't see his skin, but she also can't see his humanity. She treats him with this distant condescension that's almost worse than hate.
Then there's Mary, the daughter, and her boyfriend January. They're all chummy and progressive, trying to treat Bigger like an equal. But their friendliness is its own kind of violence. They see him as a symbol of their virtue, not as a person.
And that's what leads to the disaster. On his first night, he has to drive them around. Mary gets drunk, and Bigger has to carry her to her room. When her blind mother comes in, he panics and accidentally smothers Mary with a pillow.
Accidentally, yeah. But here's the thing that got me. He doesn't feel guilt. He feels this strange sense of freedom. For the first time in his life, he's acted. He's done something that makes the world pay attention.
It's horrifying, but it's also understandable in a twisted way. He's been a rat in a cage his whole life, and now he's the hunter. He even cuts off Mary's head to stuff her in the furnace. That's how desperate he is to cover it up.
And for a few days, he outwits everyone. He writes a ransom note. He watches the news. He feels powerful. But then the body is found, and he has to run. He drags his girlfriend Bessie into it. And when she becomes a burden, he kills her too.
That was the part one had to put the book down for a minute. He smashes her head with a brick, and he feels nothing. He's become the monster that white society always said he was.
And that's the real tragedy. He's not born a monster. He's made one by a world that denies him any other way to be human. When the police finally catch him, he's almost relieved.
The rest of the novel is in his jail cell, waiting for trial. His lawyer, Max, gives this long speech about how society is really to blame. He argues that Bigger is a product of his environment, not a devil.
But Bigger doesn't understand the arguments. All he knows is that he's going to die. And yet, in his final conversation with Max, he says he's not sorry. He says that even if he knew what would happen, he'd do it again.
What I killed for must have been good. That line is chilling. It's not about morality. It's about the only time he ever felt alive. The only time he wasn't afraid.
It makes you wonder, what does it take for a person to feel human? Bigger had to kill to feel that. And that's on the society that created him.
Exactly. Wright isn't asking us to like Bigger. He's asking us to understand. And that's uncomfortable because it implicates all of us.
The book was published in 1940, and it was the first bestseller by a black author. But it's not dated. The fear, the rage, the violence, they're still with us.
It's a book that demands you sit with discomfort. And that's rare. That's why it's a masterpiece.
For me, the takeaway is that fear is the real enemy. Bigger's whole life is governed by fear. And his violence is a desperate attempt to escape it. But it never leaves him.
And if you want to explore more books like this, the whole library is on 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, and it's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. Native Sun is a mirror held up to America, and it's not flattering, but it's true. We'll see you in the next one.